I'm Snoop Dogg, and I'm giving up smoke. I know what you're thinking. Snoop, smoke is kind of your whole thing. But I'm done with it. I'm done with the coughing and my clothes smelling all funky. I'm going smokeless. Solo stove, fixed fire. They took out the smoke. Now you can have a nice blaze without any clouds ruining your day. Go smokeless. Go to solostove.com. Tell them Big Snoop Dogg sent you.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Super producer and host Dave Shepard, he's holding it down for us in New York City. It was a busy night. It has been a busy night in the world of sports. Unfortunately, we had a blowout. We had an ugly game. We have some ticked off, depressed fans. We got some sad people all over the place. Here's a summation. Tonight in Las Vegas, the NBA play-in tournament trying to decide the finals. The Pacers advanced to the finals by beating the Bucks. The final score 128-119. And then, I don't know, about 20 minutes ago, the Los Angeles Lakers, they advanced to the NBA in-season final. The Lakers beat the Pelicans 133-89. Your stars for tonight, Tyrese Halliburton, 27 points, 15 assists for the Indiana Pacers. LeBron James for the Los Angeles Lakers, he had 30 points in 23 minutes. Nice for the old man to go out there and get a little bit of a break. Meanwhile, on the NFL side, Thursday Night Football, the matchup that everybody couldn't wait to see tonight, the New England Patriots beat the Pittsburgh Steelers 21-18. New England now has 3 victories on the season. They have 3-10. And the Pittsburgh Steelers, they fall to 7-6. I had zero interest in the game tonight. None. Bailey Zappe did have 3 touchdowns in the first half. But, I mean, let's be real. The New England Patriots and the Steelers, they have pretty much struggled to score all season long. I mean, for the Patriots to even win this game, let's be honest, they had all 21 of their points in the first half. They couldn't score at the end of the game. Not at all. And so even though Pittsburgh was able to put up a touchdown late, it was still like, what am I looking at here? Steelers going nowhere this season. Kenny Pickett ain't the guy, and he's dealing with a high ankle sprain, needed surgery on Monday. Mitch Trubisky is Mitch Trubisky. What are we supposed to feel positive about here? Mitch Trubisky tonight had a touchdown and an interception, only threw for 190 yards. How exciting. And so, hey, the next week of the NFL season is underway, and we get to at least move on with our lives and not have to watch these terrible offenses play each other again. I'm going to be here with you for the next 2 hours. We got a lot of callers on the board right now. We're going to hear from some winners. We're going to hear from some losers. No, I'm not referring to the people who've called up. I'm talking about the actual athletes who have played. Hey, let's take a listen to a winner right now. His name is Bailey Zappe. He threw 3 touchdowns tonight. He threw all 3 touchdowns in the first half of the game. And this is Bailey Zappe talking about how important it is to be a starter and play for the Patriots. Don't cry.
The biggest part was the relationships that I've grown with, you know, these guys over the last year and a half, 2 years. To be able to be coached by the greatest coach of all time, Coach Belichick, just to learn from him. You know, for me, it was an easy decision. Be able to have the opportunity to play here, you know, win games here for the Patriots was, you know, it was awesome, awesome feeling, and it's, you know, something I've dreamed of since I first started playing.
Man, has a Patriots quarterback ever talked and sounded enthusiastic about anything? I mean, do all Patriot quarterbacks live in the basement of Bill Belichick? He's like, throw them scraps and say, here, now you can speak. They all sound miserable. It's sad. That's a guy who just won a football game. What does a guy who lost a football game sound like? Well, you don't got to look any further or listen any longer. Here's Mike Tomlin.
Disappointing outcome. You know, a lot to work on, but in terms of how the game unfolded, thought the significant difference, they got 7 points off of their turnover. On the short field, we got 0 off of ours, and so that's the difference in the game, and usually it is the turnover component and your ability to support each other on the other side of it or inability, and that was the difference in the game in terms of the outcome. So that's disappointing. From a health standpoint, Alex Highsmith.
Okay, all right. The loss is disappointing. Yeah, the loss is disappointing. We get it. Come on. He could have had that press conference and said everything in 30 seconds. And I love Mike Tomlin.
Yeah, I was
quotable.
Yeah, I was just waiting for the point to hear your reaction once again where he goes, all right, I said everything I have to say. There's nothing else you should ask me. But anyway, questions.
Yeah, nah, we don't need to hear all that. He didn't say nothing. He just repeated himself for another 30 seconds. I like Mike Tomlin, only when he says we do not care.
Jerry, you know how they say run angry in the NFL, right?
Yeah.
You know where I'm going with this. He talks angry, win or lose.
Yeah. He sounds like he needs to punch somebody in the face, right?
He's intense, man. Like... He is as intense as it gets as a head
coach. Nice guy, though.
I bet he's wonderful. I just think that you can't tell with him when he wins or loses. Same with Belichick. Do we have to hear from him, by the way?
That's what you would want from a coach, right?
There's some truth to that. Never getting too high, getting too low.
Did you just ask me, do I want to hear from Bill Belichick?
Well, I mean, I think...
No, I'm serious. I am
dead serious. Now, we don't have a clip available. We're going to find something soon. Do you actually want... Because, I mean, you have Mike Tomlin. That's must-listen radio. Do you want to hear from Bill Belichick is my question. Do you even want to hear from the guy?
Yeah, why not?
Okay. Right.
In a general sense.
Okay.
No, wait. I'm confused.
No, do you want...
You're asking me in a general sense, do I want to hear from Belichick?
Yeah.
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Because he's entertaining. Because he's an ass.
Okay. Apologize in advance to everyone who wants to listen to Belichick.
Well, forget him. Let's listen to LeBron. Let's think about this. We heard from Bailey Zappe, who is a winner. Patriots winner tonight. We heard from Mike Tomlin, who's a loser. And so let's continue to balance this out with some positivity. LeBron James, after dropping 30 points and moving forward to this NBA in-season tournament final, so many damn words. LeBron spoke to Ali LaForce on TNT.
LeBron, 38 and still great. That was your stat line for tonight. How'd you put your team in a position to succeed like always to start this one?
We got to defend. You know, I think we came out with a defensive mindset. And, you know, when we defend, we're going to give ourselves a good chance to win any ball game.
You and Anthony Davis all season have been trying to emphasize to this team, it doesn't matter what the score is, every single possession matters. Did you see that tonight?
Yeah, I think so. I think we're continuing to get better, but the most important thing, we continue to get healthy. And as we get healthy, we get our length back. Guys are buying into what we want to do defensively. We're helping each other. We're sharing the ball offensively. And we're just playing Laker basketball right now.
When it comes to another championship experience this time on Saturday, what are you most looking forward to?
Listen, it's still December, so I'm not getting too crazy about the whole thing. I understand this thing has been great in season tournament, but it's still December, you know. But it is another game for us to get better, and we want to try to win the game because we're a team that wants to get better every single game. We go out there every quarter, every possession. So we had another opportunity to do that.
Yeah, LeBron James said, "Spare me with your gotcha question. You think you're going to catch me bigging up the in-season tournament like it's bigger than the NBA Finals? Relax." 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Two basketball games and Thursday Night Football. Kyle is calling from Pittsburgh. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Kyle?
What's going on, JR?
What it is?
So, Mike Tomlin, completely disgusting. It's unfathomable how bad this team has gotten under Mike Tomlin. Like you said, he come up to the podium, says absolutely nothing. He does that every single week, all the time. Does it all the time. Back to back, 2-10 teams, losses, 3rd and 2. We passed the ball twice. What was that? What are these play calls? Matt Canada's gone? I can't tell. You can't blame the quarterback. Jake Browning, CJ Beathard, they go out, dole it out, 34-31. Overtime, we got Mitch, first overall pick, nothing, absolutely nothing. It's just the same thing over and over with this team, every single year. Oh, but Mike Tomlin got a winning record. Who cares about the winning record? That guy from Vegas, loser franchise. He has no idea what it's like to be in a winning franchise like the Steelers, losing franchise. So, yeah, he probably would take Mike Tomlin. But over here in Pittsburgh,
damn.
No, he's done. He's done. Absolutely
so what,
done. This is pathetic.
What would you like to happen moving forward? Mike Tomlin is no longer the coach, so what would you like?
Mike Tomlin no longer the coach. I'd like us to maybe get a hire from Jim Harbaugh, Niners, okay. Anybody in the Niners organization, maybe Niners offense assistant, somebody with offensive mind, because we got Mike Tomlin, defensive mind. You can't tell. You would think the Steelers were 2-10 coming into this game. How is he defensive minded? The defense is terrible. We can't stop your nose from running.
So you believe if Mike Tomlin wasn't the head coach that Kenny Pickett would have more success as a QB?
No, Kenny Pickett's still garbage. But you know who drafted Kenny Pickett? Mike Tomlin. You know who kept Mitch Trubisky on the roster? Mike Tomlin. It's nothing. He just doesn't do nothing. He doesn't do nothing to help. Nothing. Nothing. He makes it worse. And then we just have the highest paid defense in football. He comes up on the podium. He says absolutely a bunch of – he's good at talking. He's good at talking. He wants to be everybody's best friend. He's not a good coach. I've had enough of it. 9-8, 10-6. We're 11-0. They didn't make the playoffs that year. We lose to the Browns in the wild card game at home with Big Ben. Give up 40 points to Jacksonville, then to the Browns, back-to-back playoff games. It's unexcusable. It's unexcusable. He kept Matt Canada around for 3 years. For what reason? Zero.
All right.
It's unexcusable.
Well, thank you, Kyle. This is all under the coach.
Yep.
All right. Did you go to the game?
No, I didn't. If I did, I would demand a refund. I'd demand a refund.
Where would you get it from? Would you call him up directly? What would you do?
I would just mentally tell myself I'm getting a refund because I know I'm not going to get it. They wasted my time. They wasted my money. I go to Steeler games all the time, but not this year. I got offered tickets tonight. I was like, it's not even worth it.
Okay. I like the power of the mind. If I demand a refund, they'll get it for me. Well, thank you, Kyle.
Yeah.
Appreciate you.
Thank you. Have a good
night. No problem. No, oh, listen, Kyle is just, he is a miserable dude, man. Is everybody in Pittsburgh miserable tonight? Is everybody, Shep, what did I tell you? This is after, the game, right? I told you before that there are plenty of people who want Mike Tomlin gone, man.
Yeah, but we also have to understand, to your point, JR, Pickett's not the answer. Trubisky's not the answer. That doesn't fall on Mike Tomlin. He's trying to make chicken out of chicken, you know what. And the reality is he doesn't have Terry Bradshaw. And you know what? Ben Roethlisberger, he's lucky he had Mike Tomlin, because a lot of guys would have cut him loose after his ill-opportune, immature behavior and off-the-field habits. He better be thanking his lucky stars he had Mike Tomlin as long as he had him. Like, I can't believe people are being this critical about a guy that went to 2 Super Bowls in his first 4 years. The guy can coach.
It's a what-have-you-done-for-me-lately world. So even in the case of Bill Belichick, I mean, we got two coaches who have been two of the best coaches in the NFL over the past, if you want to throw it in there, you know, 15 to 20 years. But the fact that they haven't had more recent success and continuing on from what their quarterbacks really helped do, it's I can't say it's surprising or shocking, but I guess there's also a standard that's there. And it's not just something that's exclusive to the NFL. I mean, we can look at Yankee fans and pretty much say the same thing. How many Yankee fans, and I hear it all the time on WFAN in New York, because I broadcast on WFAN in New York. There's so many instances where it's just like, we are the New York Yankees, winning 90 games every season, 95 to 100 games is not enough. We got to win the championship. So fire Aaron Boone. And fire the general manager. And it's just like, damn. Like, what type of sports fan do you have to be? And I'm not crapping on Steeler fans or Yankee fans, but just in general. Are you spoiled? Or is it a matter of the standard for your squad? That we can win, I don't know, 10 football games every season. That our baseball team can win 90 to 95 games, 90 to 100 games every season. But because we haven't won a championship, we got to fire the guy who put the team together. Now, for loser teams, if you love a loser team, does that make sense to you? If your team never wins a damn thing, does that make sense? You tell me if the fan bases are spoiled or not. Like, I like Mike Tomlin. I ain't got no beef with Mike Tomlin. I just think he got a crap QB. You know what I mean? People crapping on Bill Belichick. Yeah, his time might be up in New England, but I don't think it's so much to do with his coaching acumen. I think his time in New England has run its course.
To your point, JR, Belichick, it seems to me, and Bailey Zappi can sound how grateful he ever wants when it comes to Belichick, he's lost that locker room to some extent. They're not going to publicly come out and disown him because he's Bill Belichick and he's got 6 Super Bowls to his name as a head coach, but they don't want to play for him anymore. It seems like still guys want to play for Mike Tomlin. They just don't have quarterback play the last 2 seasons.
Yeah, true. But then in the case of the New England Patriots, I mean, the guys in the locker room suck anyway.
That's fair. They suck because he didn't draft well, so that's also on him.
True. No, that absolutely is on him. That is. But when it comes to him as a coach, I don't think there's anything to debate there. 855-212-4CBS. Chris is calling from Chicago. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. Go ahead, Chris.
JR, what's going on? First and foremost, I just want to say I love the show. I'm calling in from Chicago, man. I work for a sports media company called the Biggs Media. We are a black-owned business out here, man, and we love everything that you do.
Well, thank you. I also happen to be black. You going to send me some money?
Hey, man, look, man, shoot. Hey, when I get it, I got you, bro.
How long I gotta wait?
Hey man, as soon as I win this lottery, man, you know the Mega Millions right now, like $550 million, like, or the Powerball. Let's go.
Hey, listen, you can also sue. No, excuse me, not sue. You can steal money from the Jaguars. I heard they're letting people steal $22 million from.
Hey man, I think that being a Bears fan, I think we just stole a pick from the Carolina Panthers. So I'll take that.
Yeah, I think you're on your way, man. What's up?
Yes, sir. First and foremost, man, I just want to say I got 2 things to say. Number one, I don't know what's going on with everybody like that's going on about Pittsburgh right now. You know what I'm saying? Like, come on, man, that's definitely not the coach's fault, man. Like, you can't do great things with a trash bag. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can't carry 1,000 pounds of weight in a trash bag.
Have you seen some of Kanye West's fashion?
Hey, man, look, man, you know, look, we loved old Kanye. I don't know about the new Kanye, but we loved the old Kanye.
Okay. And I've seen him, he turned trash bags into fashion. I think I have.
No, he definitely did, but you can't turn a trash bag quarterback into a championship quarterback, and you know this.
Got it.
So that's where I'm getting at. So it's like, yo, you know, like, I mean, come on, man. Like, the man had Ben Roethlisberger, and, like, to be honest with you, I think that he did a lot for him, too. You know what I'm saying? Like, so when we come to that, like, let's not, like, blame everything on him. It's not like they got Eberflus like I do in Chicago when I have to, like, cover them every week. So it's like, man, like, I'd rather have Tomlin than Eberflus. That's number one. You know what I'm saying? So I just want to tell everybody out there in Pittsburgh, y'all be good, man. Y'all doing good right now. Like, you might have, like, an off season, but at least you're going to make the playoffs almost, hopefully. You know what I'm saying? Like, you could be with me. You know what I'm saying? I won four games right now. So I'm sitting here, like, we're sitting here trying to figure out if we get Jim Harbaugh or not, or Eric Bieniemy. You know what I'm saying? I'd rather have this brother than any one of those. That's number one. But number two, I want to talk
about
the Bulls.
Number two? Okay.
Definitely want to talk about the Bulls. And I definitely want to talk about Zach. Well, I just want to talk about that. Well, of course not, because
well,
I covered them too.
Can I save us some time so we can, like, keep to something relevant?
Yes, sir. Let's do it.
All right. The Bulls suck. Zach LaVine is ass. His attitude in the NBA has been ass for a long time. He's injury prone, and he's just damaged goods. There is Zach LaVine in about 10 seconds. Is that okay?
All right, bam. You got it. I don't got nothing else to say past that, because you basically said what I was going to say.
Yeah, well, thank you. That's why they pay me over here for something, Chris, all right?
Absolutely. That's why they pay you the big bucks, brother.
I steal money around here like the Jacksonville Jaguars guy. Hey, Chris,
come on now. No, you
there,
ain't stealing nothing, man. They need to give you more.
Do they?
They definitely do, brother. They definitely need to give you more. Straight up.
Well, thank you, Chris. You take it easy, all right?
All right, brother. You have a great night, man. Thanks for the call, man. I appreciate you.
Okay, thank you. Thank you so much. Yeah, they pay me because I can make a point in 10 seconds if I need to. About the Bulls? What do you want me to say about them? They suck. I'm waiting on somebody to call me up and ask me about the Pistons. I think that happened last night. It's another team that's even – how can you be worse than the Bulls? It'd be the Pistons. It's simple. 855-212-4CBS. People are blaming Mike Tomlin. People are supporting Mike Tomlin. When we come back from break, we're going to hear from Mike Tomlin's quarterback from tonight. Is he going to blame Mike Tomlin? Or is he going to blame himself? It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. Listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, JR, thanks for taking my call. You have a great show. I listen to you on my midnight shift every night.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
This portion of the show is brought to you by Wesley Financial. Are you stuck in a timeshare and want out? Contact Wesley Financial Group now and get a free timeshare exit information kit at WesleyFinancialGroup.com. Right before we went to break, we talked about tonight's Thursday night football game between the Pittsburgh Steelers and the New England Patriots. The Patriots beat the Steelers 21-18. The Patriots scored all of their points, all 21 of them, in the first half. They couldn't muster anything at the end. The Steelers were able to get a touchdown in late. Mitch Trubisky kind of throwing the ball over to Deontay Johnson. That was pretty much all that they could muster here. Just sad. This game stunk. Mitch Trubisky, yeah, in for Kenny Pickett. His numbers tonight: 22 of 35 passing, 190 yards, a touchdown, an interception. It is a reason that Mitch Trubisky is kind of the backup right now. And so, yeah, we had a bunch of callers. Some defended Mike Tomlin. Others kind of crapping on him or ready to move on. Who is Mike Tomlin? What has he done? What has he done lately? He's making all these mistakes. And then I said, well, if you were a fan of a garbage team, maybe you'd feel different. And how about that? Hornets Ron tweets me at JR Sport Brief, and he says, as a Panthers fan, we'll take Mike Tomlin any day. And sometimes I think it's just a matter of perspective, what you had, what you don't have. And sometimes fans can be spoiled. Is it spoiled or is it about having high expectations? 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. Mitch Trubisky, you know, people were like, hey, he sucks. I'm like, yeah, he does. He talked about his own performance tonight. Let's take a listen.
Missed opportunities. I got to play better. I feel like I let the guys down. We got to score off the turnover, a couple of those fourth downs, the one in the red zone, and then the one ball to Deontay. I got to be better for the guys, for the team.
He said a whole lot more than Tomlin did. Mike Tomlin just said, hey, we lost, we stunk, we got to do better, we got to execute, da-da-da-da-da, and he repeated, wash, rinse, repeat. 855-212-4CBS. Brandon is here from Chicago. I think he's familiar with Mitchell Trubisky. Go ahead, Brandon.
I would just like to tell him to keep his head up. You know, he wasn't a great quarterback, but he's getting all this bad heat just because of his draft status. I mean, he was picked over Mahomes, and I mean, when he was here, they all liked him except Bears fans. I mean, that poor guy was blamed for everything, like potholes to labor union squabbles. I mean, he when the time for him to go, pitchforks and blowtorches to the airport.
He was a Pro Bowler that first season he really played. I mean, you can't take none away from him, right?
Oh, not at all, but because of what they saw Mahomes do, they blamed him.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you, Brandon. Appreciate
you. Thank
you. No doubt about it. That's why you would consider him to be a bust. 855-212-4CBS. Greg is from Michigan.
Hey, good evening, JR, Mr. Positive. Hey, I got to ask you, my friend.
Yes.
If I could get you on Chris Cuomo with Agents of Inclusion, would you do it? I've got some connections. If he were to maybe interview you and talk to him, my friend Charlie Liddell, Pulitzer Prize, and Rev Run of Run DNC have heard me on the show, Cuomo Show. And I'm just thinking, everyone wants to make the world a better place.
Booking
would you do it?
You're booking me for my Special Olympics show?
Yes, sir. Your Agents of Inclusion.
Doesn't
I want to bring
Chris
it up to
Cuomo,
him.
Cuomo, didn't he get fired?
No. He's on News Nation.
CNN did let him go, though.
Yes, but he's back on. He's back on, and I just want to put two and two together because you have such a great heart and you want to help Special Olympics, and I think he might be receptive to the idea. But just wanted to bring that up because I'm going to put it in his ear tomorrow.
Yeah,
I just love what you do.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. I think between him and his brother, I think I got to stay away for right now, okay?
Okay. Sorry if it offended you. I apologize.
No, I'm not offended. I just, there's some interesting things going on, okay? Let's leave
Very
it there.
Very good, my friend. LeBron, my 9 years old? JR, I mean, he is the GOAT. Do you see his ability to pass, to see the court, the intelligence? Oh my God, I just go, I can't believe it, JR. He's just, tonight, 30 points in 23 minutes. He's playing, would you say, is as good as he's ever played in his whole career?
I'm not going to go that far. I think LeBron James, when he was in Miami and maybe that first summer he was back to Cleveland, was playing out of his mind. But for a dude who's pushing 40 years old, not too shabby what LeBron is doing.
Oh, my God, Jer. Hey, love you. You're the best. Everybody,
thanks.
Go for your dreams. Shep, baby, you too. Fantastic. You guys are fantastic. Have a great night, everybody.
You as well, Greg. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Hey, Marco Belletti, I think we got a new nickname for Shep. You ready?
Sure.
Shep, baby.
I'm good.
Shep, you ready for that? Shep, baby.
I love Greg.
I thought there was going to be the line in there that got dumped. I thought you were going that one for the
line
nickname
that
there.
Got dumped. Which one got dumped?
Well, you know, I can't say it if it got dumped.
Started with an O in the context in which he used it.
And Shep got rid of that.
You can't say that.
I said it wasn't that big a deal, but Shep wanted to err on the side of caution.
So
I can say it. Can I not say it right now?
I don't know.
Well, here's the thing. You can, of course, you can say it. I don't want to jeopardize anything for you, man. Your name's on the show.
Me?
I respect you too much to let that.
But I may say it right now, and
I know
not
you
care.
Can. You can say it, but I'm going to dump it because I don't want that falling on you.
Okay. So let's just say that Greg, he decided to describe LeBron James. In a the climax way, okay? He said watching LeBron James was, you know, it's like when you reach the climax. And it starts with an O, the big O.
Yep.
There you go. Everybody knows the big O, Oscar Robertson.
But see, you're clever enough to kind of, you know, put a guise on this to where this is a little bit open for interpretation. We all kind of get exactly where you're going with this.
Right.
But you can't really connect the dots where we know you're saying this for a fact.
Well, I thought he was just going to call Shep the Big O now.
Why?
No?
Whoa.
I thought that's where you're headed.
Shep's is a girlfriend, fiance? What is she?
She's still my girlfriend. Haven't popped the question yet. You know, guys.
Ooh, yeah.
Say it again, Marco?
Does she listen? She listens to this now every now and then, doesn't she?
Yeah, she definitely listens. She's not a huge sports fan.
Oh, okay, good for her.
Which is good because we're around it enough.
Yeah, who wants to hear this crap when you leave here, right?
Right, and if she liked me for my sports takes, you know she'd be off base. So that's how you know she's not picking the right person.
So you gonna propose to her soon or something?
Probably. You know, if I'm being really honest.
Tell the whole country. When are you going to propose?
if I'm being really honest with you guys.
Yeah.
Oh, man. So I hope she's really not listening right now. Because if she is.
You're not about to have one of these big Oscar Robertsons on the air,
yeah,
are you?
Right?
Good. For a minute there, it sounded like it.
You know, the biggest problem I have, and I don't know if it's a guy thing. And Marco, you've been married for a long time now. Obviously, you're a dad to three wonderful kids. You know, JR, you know, can I say you're, it's not for me to say, but let's just put it this way. You're a wonderful family man as well, and I'll leave it at that.
I told everybody I got many kids. What are we doing?
Okay. I didn't know if you disclosed that or not, because I know you're a dad, which is amazing, by the way. I don't know. I'm not sure if I have it in me to be someone that is monogamous for the rest of their life.
You a hoe?
Well, I didn't say that. I live in New York City, and there is a beautiful woman
everywhere,
every street corner. Beautiful woman.
You want to talk about being honest to yourself in the whole country. It's fine.
Yeah. So like my thing is like the last thing I'd ever want to do to a partner is to step out on her. I would never want to do that.
Have you had this conversation with her?
Of course not. That's not going to go anywhere. I'm going to be out on the curb in a week if I have that conversation. No woman wants to hear that. The guy they're going to spend the rest of life with.
Some don't care, bro.
She cares, JR.
Well, she does.
Oh, no. She's not a tripod kind of person. Anyone who doesn't know what that means.
There are
certain couples that like to have other people involved in their, you know, aspect of their life, if you get my drift. So I can't have that conversation with her because she's very conventional. She's a JR, you got to meet her sometime.
What's convention? There's no such thing as convention.
I'm learning a lot. The big host Shep is a swinger type guy. Is that what we're doing?
No. My mind wants to be because I love a challenge and I miss aspect of going out on dates and miss the aspect of going out to public ventures and public places and showing off
you
my
feel like
skill
you're going to be stuck and you're going to miss out on something better.
No, I didn't say
what
that.
What a man you are. You're a man.
I didn't say that, JR. This person that I'm with. Right. Is truly, truly wonderful. I just am tempted as a guy with what I see around me living in a big city. That's all.
Well, that's why you just use your eyes. That's it. Your eyes and nothing else.
Really?
Yeah, just
that's
use
not,
your eyes.
That's not a form of cheating?
Your
Looking?
Eyes?
Yeah.
Everybody got eyes.
No, but guys, no guy using their eyes is ever just looking.
Shep.
Let's be honest about that.
Shep.
We're never just looking.
No, yeah, you can.
You can?
Yeah.
Okay, now you can talk. You've been married for a long time, so
bro,
I
heard this a long time ago. I didn't coin this phrase. Just because you're on a diet doesn't mean you can't look at the menu.
There you go. Come on, man. Shep, you've never heard of couples like I got friends.
Right.
And you know, I've been out. I'm not married, but I've been out with a woman, and
yeah.
And another woman walks by, and we both go, "Hey, look at her!" You come on, like come on,
people. JR, most women are not like that. No.
Everybody got eyes.
But a woman is not concurring with you that it's okay to look at that woman walking by. That's not most women.
It doesn't matter what most do. Know who your woman is.
Right, and that's not my woman. My woman is, hey, we don't see each other a whole hell of a lot. When you were across the table from me, your eyes are on me and me only. That's it.
That's fine, and you're not with her. You can see other people.
I know.
You don't have to actually date them or see them, but you can see them walk by.
But then I feel so guilty because
you need two agreed-upon girlfriends. That's what you need.
Yeah?
Yeah, just make sure they're different from each other. Yeah.
You know the kind of judgments and looks I'm going to get from family and friends if I have two girlfriends?
Now, Lou Williams has two whatevers.
Well, I'm not Lou Williams. I'm not burning out at the age of 35, 36, where I'm still one of the 20 best in the world at what I can do, but yet I allow drugs and other recreational activities to get the better of me. Well, I'm only guessing. I mean, I'm kind of putting two together here.
He has two relationships.
Yeah, I know, but
Lou
Williams should still be in the league, for God's sakes, JR. He should still be playing. So I'm not gonna model my dating philosophy after Lou Williams, the guy that underachieved in the NBA.
We ain't talking about basketball, man. We're talking about the fact that the man has two partners. Come on.
Is that a known thing? I've never heard that about Lou Williams before. He's got two partners, and both partners are obviously open and amenable to that.
Yeah, they take pictures together. They go on vacations. Yeah.
Oh, man. All right. I guess three's not a company. Good.
That's what I'm suggesting for you. That way you don't got no problems, you know?
All right. I mean, that's not going to work with her, but thank you for the suggestion.
Listen, if you want two girlfriends, you could dump your current girlfriend. I'll find you two right away.
No, I appreciate that. I mean, when you find somebody that all you want to do is spend more time with them when you're around them, that's not someone you want to give up too easily.
All right. Well, I mean, it sounds like you're doing a good job keeping your eyes in your head, so good for you.
Thank you, JR. I got to keep a lot in my head, so.
And backpedaling like a corner in case she's listening.
Yeah. Well, no, she's not listening. She's asleep right now. If she is listening, I'm gonna be out of an apartment and a girlfriend in a week. So.
All right. Yeah. You're welcome.
Yeah.
You're welcome. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Listen to us as we talk sports and also provide marital and relationship advice. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. We're going to take more of your calls. We got a lot of people mad at Mike Tomlin. We'll talk this NBA in-season tournament. We got a lot to do.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, JR, thanks for taking my call. Your show is badass, and you always have a good quality bunch of callers. First of all, I'd tell you, man, I'm a big fan of yours, man. You kill it, man. You do great shows at night, man.
Hey, JR, how's it going? I just want to say I appreciate you. You're my late-night therapist, so I appreciate you. Thank you.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. Man, hey, shout out to my guy Danny in New Orleans. That's my guy. That's my guy. Much love. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. We've talked about a lot tonight, okay? Talked about relationships and dating. Talked about Mike Tomlin. People want to fire Mike Tomlin. Some people are like, give Mike Tomlin a break. We've talked about LeBron James and the Lakers are in the, what are they going to call? Why don't they call this the NBA Cup next year, right?
Oh, I have no, yeah, in-season tournament is too long.
The NBA in-season tournament final. Damn. I feel like I need to take a breath every time I say it. Ugh. Anyway, we're going to have the Pacers and the Lakers. And so it'll really just be a matter of whether or not the Pacers run the Lakers out of the building. Or whether or not the Lakers just kind of impose their size and will over the Pacers. I wouldn't be surprised if the Pacers won. I really would not. Tyrese Halliburton is lighting it up. 855-212-4CBS. Oh, how about this? Everybody's favorite coach, he just spoke. Bill Belichick picked up another career victory. Yeah, I know they're hard to come by these days. And let's see how enthusiastic he sounds after the win.
Thought, you know, really great job by the players and the coaches this week. You know, obviously short week. You know, tough, disappointing game last week, but, you know, they came in, had a really good week of preparation. You know, I thought the guys played with a lot of effort, energy, toughness. You know, we had our moments. You know, we hit some plays. You know, the third down conversion was a big play by Juju. You know, Hunter, two big red area catches. You know, I thought we ran the ball competitively, you know, against obviously a very good defense. So, you know, I thought Zeke ran hard. I mean, Zeke made a big play on the interception, keep him out of the end zone, ended up getting a defensive stop on that. That was a huge play.
Yeah, human sleeping pill, Bill Belichick. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Ike is here from Indianapolis. Ike, you got to go quick.
Yeah, I just wanted to say to all those fans from Pittsburgh, y'all need to quit crying and whining. I mean, y'all at least are still in the hunt right now. There's a whole lot of teams that don't even know what that looks like. So, you know, y'all might wind up like the Detroit Lions, who went out and hired Jim Caldwell the second year he was there. Took them to the playoff 2 years in a row, and then they wasn't good enough for him, so they fired him, and guess who they brought in? Matt Patricia. They ain't made the playoff since. So all I'm saying is be careful what you wish for. And I'm just going to say y'all have a good evening, and go Pacers, and go Colts.
Okay. Good night. Thank you, Ike, from Indianapolis. Hey, good stuff. Paul is here from Wisconsin. Go ahead, Paul.
Hey, guys. I really appreciate your work. I work in the ER and a lot of times listen to your show on the way home. And I was laughing with the last segment with Chef. I think that was the new nickname given and the dating stuff. Yeah, you might need to watch out if you got a woman who doesn't appreciate looking at other things. I had one like that one time, and what? I met another girl one time, and she was like, hey, you can't eat chicken every day of the week. You got to have some variety in your diet. I was like, oh, that makes sense.
Oh. A woman told you it's okay to go talk to other women?
Yeah, that's right. She was.
Oh, great. Terrific. You see, Shep, there are plenty of these women exist, Shep. Come on now.
Yeah, no, and I appreciate it, Paul. I just know how special and unique this one is, and it's when you find, and I don't mean to be so corny about this, but when you find someone that is honestly worth spending the rest of your life with, you don't want to compromise on something that is so immature and sophomoric on the physical level, you know.
Well, that's good. I just hope your woman wasn't listening tonight, because that could get you in some trouble.
That makes two of us, Paul.
Paul, it's all jokes. Nothing here is real. Nothing, Paul, okay?
All right. But
all right, you're welcome.
You guys rock. I appreciate it. And I don't really have any sports stakes tonight. I was just taking care of a bunch of ER stuff.
We got that covered and the relationship stuff. Don't worry about it. Thank you, Paul. Yeah, shout outs to Paul. Much love to everybody working in them hospitals. Them jobs are not easy. I used to see those images on the TV show, the ER. I know the rear one is worse. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. More of your calls and more football and basketball talk and maybe even some baseball. Where's Ohtani going? I don't know.
I'm Snoop Dogg, and I'm giving up smoke. I know what you're thinking. Snoop, smoke is kind of your whole thing. But I'm done with it. I'm done with the coughing and my clothes smelling all funky. I'm going smokeless. Solo Stove Fix 5. They took out the smoke. Now you can have a nice blaze without any clouds ruining your day. Go smokeless. Go to solostove.com. Tell them Big Snoop Dogg sent you.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Did you know that most people will wait 26 days to see an OBGYN? If you're dealing with a vaginal infection, herpes outbreak, or STI symptoms, you already know that's too long to wait. At HelloWisp.com, you can get a prescription in as little as 3 hours. Connect with a doctor online and have the care you need delivered discreetly to your home for free or sent to your local pharmacy for same-day pickup in all 50 states. Use code GETITON, GETITON, for 20% off all orders, only at HelloWisp.com. That's HelloWisp.com.
Discover, this is Daniela.
Hi, it's Jennifer Coolidge. I just want to thank you for making me feel so special. I earned cash back on debit for my dinner party groceries.
That's great, but with Discover Cashback Debit, we give everyone cash back on everyday purchases. Anything else I can help you with?
Do you like asparagus and mushroom sorbet? I've got leftovers.
Introducing Discover Cashback Debit, a checking account with cash back. It pays to Discover. Eligibility and terms at discover.com/cashbackdebit. Discover Bank, member FDIC.